Are you trying to get crazy with this city? Don't you know I'm loco?
Dude, I don't know what you're talking about. I look like an escaped convict. Last night's video. How's that? It's crazy. Jesus saves back in the comment section. Syringe man. Happy fecking New Year. Okay. Whew. One thumbs down clown. So that's for that thumbs down clown. Lost three subscribers overnight, a couple nights ago. It's 1571. We sat there for a couple of days, and it's 1568. I mean, these feckless, fucking, fake subscribers that can't stick or stand, they can't stand the heat. The minute they hear something that just rubs their ears the wrong way, I'm not massaging the ears sometimes, or the egos, or spitting out things that they want to hear all the time, they just jump ship. That's weak, man. That is. That's gay as fact. But this is the world we live in. Wonder what kind of world we're going to live in? While everyone's saying, Happy New Year, which is all right. It's okay. Even though I hear this is not really a New Year. It's not until when? March? I don't know. Everything is just so messed up. But while people are doing it, I watched Dick Clark with Ryan Seacrest rocking New Year and over a million in New York City, Manhattan, I think it was. Celebrating it, and you know, I was like, I'll kick back a few for 2024, but I'm not gonna wear my blinders. I'm not gonna pretend that this year is gonna be a good year, cause it's not. We ain't seen nothing yet. If they have their way, which it looks like they're gonna get their way, because most people are sheeple, most people are still asleep, and. Ominous trends that happened in 2023 are going to be ramped up, intensify in 2024. Get ready for a wild, wild year and a lot of diabolical twists and turns. Okay? This is crazy. All you have to do is look at this Wheel of Fortune from the WEF. That's Clown Slob, friggin' fecking Nazi. Expect economic collapse, massive cyber attacks, especially on the food sector and the banking. Global food shortage intensifies. Hunger, especially in third world nations, gets worse. Is it climate change 2.0? Everyone's racist. New inflation record, new wars. I know. You guys want to say, you guys, some of you out there want sunshine and rainbows. This is not the place for that. It's not the place for that. All right? Look at this Wheel of Fortune, the WEF Wheel of Fortune. All you have to do if you want to know what the hell the future is going to be like is just ask yourself, what is this New World Order POS's game plan? Look at this Wheel of Misfortune, I should say. Included... a lot of agendas like universal chaos, mass depopulation, every planned crisis for 2024 will be just a tightening noose around humanity. It's a year where geopolitics, AI, and food security will be inseparably intertwined. As a result, certain salient themes will be revisited throughout. All right, the world is experiencing a double whammy of accelerating mortality and deceleration birth rate. And everywhere except Africa, which still registers a median single digit conjob vaccination rate. Africa. Not many taking the vaccines. I guess they've learned their lessons after being experimented on for decades by Bill Kermit the Frog Gates, right? They finally learned their lessons. But Africa, that by and large rejected the con job 1984 quack scenes, does not sit well with the global elites. And something is being planned for Africa as well as under quaccinated nations, especially places like Haiti, the Amish communities. They've rejected it too, especially the Amish. So expect the New World Order to start unleashing on whoever is under vaccinated, all right, whatever communities or nations are under quaccinated. Now, you're going to have increased euthanasia acceptance worldwide. Among the Amish, among the Africans in Africa, haven't heard anything about mass hospitalizations due to quack, from the quack scene or COVID-19 or COVID fatalities or anything like that from either Africa or the Amish. So they're going to be on the radar. Groups of people that have not taken it or are severely under-quaccinated. New World Order is not having that. They want you to take your death jabs, at least most of you, in each nation, each community. In Amish, you have no business not taking it, they said. Same thing with you Africans. They want you to take the death juice. So they're going to be focusing on you guys. And then there's going to be a new scamdemic. Looks like it's slated for 2024. The World Ill Health Organization and the World Economic Forum have predicted, including Billy Boy Gates, said, wait till they get a load of the next one, right? That there'll be an imminent new pandemic, which we know is going to be a scamdemic. We know that it's going to be those who took the vaccines are increasingly getting sick. But they'll say it's a new pandemic. And when this occurs, the alleged contagion will be spun in the fake news media as a medical consequence of refusing the clot shot. In other words, and boosters, come get your boosters. In other words, fake news is going to say it's the unvaccinated that are getting sick. It's the unvaccinated that didn't take the safe and effective, and they're the ones that are getting sick. They're the ones that are spreading this new pandemic, which is a total, total lie. You already know you know what time it is, right? This is for the normies mainly. They could also blame the new scamdemic on organic farmers and just small mom and pop type farms, because those usually are the farms that independently owned that will refuse the mRNA vaccines for their livestock. And so you got the fake news going, whoa, all of these livestock is spreading this new pandemic because these certain farms didn't get their livestock vaccinated. Totally inverted. Everything. Governments need new scamdemics to ratchet up the volatility, the uncertainty, the complexity, ambiguity, to keep your head, keep you dazed, confused, keep you like living in a state of fear. That's what they're going to be doing. They're going to be doing a lot of stuff this year. And so they want to see how much mass confusion and how helpless they could get the general public. Way worse they want than the dry run, which was 2020. You can expect policies continue not to be serving the nation, but to help accomplish their goals for 2030. And your consent is no longer required. They don't give a fack. They don't give a fork. They don't give a feck. What you think, what I think, they care about what we say. And censorship will be ramped up this year. That's in the cards, right? As this POS says, the era of free will is over. That's what this piece of shit. Y'all want to hate on a Jew? By all means, bitch oot. By all means, you got one right here. Yuval Noah Harari. This fecking weasel of weasels. I thought Fraudchi was a weasel, and he is. He's a rat fink weasel. But this bitch right here, I'd love to get in a squared circle or an octagon with this mofo. I'll show him what my free will is going to do. Once the era of free will is over. Don't expect any magic wand to be waved. Don't expect, like, over the election that we're going to get anything that's going to make any difference, because the plan is set in place that they're going to steamroll their agendas. They're going to steamroll it, and it's going to take literally such a mass awakening and everyone getting on the same page. Don't worry if the people stop worrying about what skin color they are, what gender and all this shit and all this nonsense doesn't count, what party affiliation you are, and stop fighting against each other and get on the same page. See, that's where they'll really get scared. But as long as they keep us divided, as long as they keep people in fear, hating each other and all this stuff, they're dividing and they're conquering. So expect more of that. Wars to interfere with our so-called fossil fuels will lead to a quote-unquote fossil fuels, because we know they're not from fossils, crisis. And that will lead to hyperinflation and just economic pandemonium everywhere. It's just going to be a big shit sandwich. They're going to explode more plants. They're going to more food processing plants on fire, more fake diseases to cull cattle and chicken. More choking of the supply chain. This is what they have in line. This is what they have in store for us. Whatever we've seen before, they want it ramped up. Remember how 2023 started off? Remember the East Palestine, I think it was last February. Remember stuff like that? Train derailments here, train derailments there. Here, there, and everywhere. Spilling all the chemicals into the dirt, into the air, into the rivers. Remember that? They care so much, these greenies. They care so much about the climate, about the planet, right? But yet, they're willing to sabotage, destroy freight trains, dump all the chemicals into the river. That's how much they care about this world. Dump all the, burn all that friggin' shit into the chloride vinyl, whatever the effect that was, over in East Palestine. Burn all that shit into the air, let it all get in the dirt, in the nearby waters, and stuff like that. Because they care so much about it. No, they don't care about this world. They care enough for us to be gone. But in the end, we're dealing with devils. The devil doesn't give a crap about this world. Ultimately, this is how insane they are. They're willing to poison this world in order to get rid of us, in order to save the world. That's how retarded. For themselves, that's what it's for. Not one of these countries, these New World Order countries, and that includes ours, has come out and said, you know what? Yeah, that was a coronavirus hoax. We should never push these quack scenes. People are getting sick, people have died. Instead of them coming out and owning up and being, you know, making themselves accountable for what they did, you ain't getting that, because most of the world's nations are ran by New World Order POSs. You know that. WEFers and things like that infiltrated these governments. There was one president, I remember, he was a former Tanzanian president, John Magufuli. Hey, that kind of sounds Italian. Magufuli, man. But I guess it's not. But he exposed the con job fraud in 2021, and then he died mysteriously. I remember that. Most governments went along with it. Most governments, just about every government, really, practically, except for that one that I'm aware of, went along with the coronavirus psyop. They went along with it. As soon as China said, yeah, corona, everyone took the ball and ran with it, Italy included. Europe, Australia was especially hardline about it, kicking their citizens who wanted to be free and not locked down's asses in, right, with the New World Order cops. Remember all that? Well, see, this is a ship that's going to... How are you going to turn around the ship? They're planning a civil war here. Right? For 2024 or early 2025. I mean, I don't know, guys. Celebrate this year, New Year's Eve, if you want. Be optimistic, all right? Be optimistic. Don't give up. Just don't be surprised when this year turns out to be more hellish than sunshine and rainbows. And the orchestrated wars will be to disrupt the supply chain all the more, okay? Expect industrial accidents and sabotages to be exacerbated, worse, wars and any reason to disrupt the supply chain since the scandemic. We never had a disruptive supply chain until the scandemic. So they want to keep this going. They want to constantly keep the supply chain, especially disrupted in the food sector. Anything that can disrupt our food chain, that's what they're going to do. Okay. You're going to see mass poisonings, cyber attacks, blockades of maritime checkpoints, wars, and they'll just come up with reasons why. They'll come up with reasons why there's wars. They'll come up with the cockamamie reasons. Oh, yeah, there's a war broke out. It's because of this one and this one. This one said this. This one did this. This one did this. Oh, yeah, there's a problem in the supply chain. More E. coli. E. coli in this. E. coli in that. Remember just recently, everything had E. coli in it. Fucking recalls on everything. 20 tons of this. 5,000 pounds of that. Beef or whatever. Anything they could say has E. coli in it. They'll just say, oh, yeah, we got to recall it. And that's going to make it harder and put more stress on the supply food chain. Because ultimately, they don't want us eating. Ultimately, you know, they don't want us here. But this is what's in store for this year. This is what's in store for this year. You're going to see reduced outputs from, quote-unquote, second factories of the world. India, get a load of this, has benefited greatly from sanctions against China. But they may likely witness a major national crisis before the end of this year. Okay? The popular Indian mystic and WEF stalwart, Sadhguru of India, wants less people in this world. That's right. Guy from India. Sadhguru, a WEF stalwart and popular Indian mystic, wants less people. Just like this POS wants less people. Just like this POS wants less people. Just like all of these New World Order hoes want less people. Why don't they start with themselves? I'm waiting. And something is needed to knock India, the nation with the largest population on Earth, off its economic and population growth trajectory. What will it be? Will it be a new global financial crisis and its ripple effects? Will it be a showdown between India and Pakistan? A nuke one? Calm down, bitch, you. What will it be? The biggest crash of our lifetime has been penciled in for 2024. Even though we're kind of sort of in a depression worldwide, 62% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck, even as the foundations of the economic food chain crumbles from systematic sabotage. Once stock markets crash, there will be massive job displacements via the introduction of AI, and robots will be introduced in order to keep essential factories and services running. Mass rationing, inextricably linked to digital IDs, will be introduced as a new way to maintain social stability. Mass rationing go hand in hand with digital IDs to maintain social stability. The Faustian bargain the masses will be forced to accept. Doing a deal with the devil, because they're going to try to orchestrate food scarcity to the point that if you want food, you best get your digital ID, biatch, which is more of a trap, right, for us. Conflicts, another Arab Spring in the Middle East will result in intensified illegal immigration to the West, or that's the reason for our invasion, because there's problems in the Middle East. Therefore, we need to take all their refugees. That's a great excuse they'll use in order for us to become more destabilized. It's an invasion that they want to ramp up as if it's not already ramped up. And these immigrants, these illegals, these invaders will serve only one purpose, and that's to create the necessary conditions and mandates for the introduction of digital IDs and mass censorship. And also just try to attack us too. Towards this end, some nations may require biometric identification before online services on the internet are accessed. Can you get over that? You're gonna use biometric identification. What are they gonna do? Scan your retina? Facial recognition? What are they gonna do? I have a friend that I used to play Scooby-Doo with, paranormal. Then I repented, but I'll never forget, we were doing a ghost tour at a cemetery, local, and what was I going to say? She had to open up her computer. This is back in 2014. She had to put her finger, it had to recognize her fingerprint. I never seen anything like it. I couldn't believe it. This is back in 2014. The uptick in COVID deaths, you know, the ones who took the vaccines, that is, will put such a burden on the so-called healthcare systems worldwide. They're just going to be overran with all these sudden and baffling deaths, that everything will be blamed on a new scariant or a new virus, as well as those who did not take the vaccines. Anything but the vaccines. They won't blame the ones who took the vaccines for the reason why they're being overran with people dying suddenly. They'll blame a new scariant and/or the unvaccinated, you and me. And that could lead to renewed restrictions over traveling. And the truth won't matter. Because this world just going to continue to be deceived. I mean, you're going to get people like you and me that are awake, but there's not enough of us, man. Let's be honest. Stop. Let's be honest. These videos on BitChute, they don't have any far reach. You could share your link to your wall. Ain't nobody paying attention. Unless a platform literally promotes you big time, you know, like, say, Salty Cracker, Anthony Brian Logan, you know, things like that, where you're hitting a million subscribers. Yeah, you're going to gain a lot of traction. But if you got dipshits that pretend to be subscribers and you hit 1571 after 3 years and then it goes to 1568, that's not anything really meaningful. And it's just, the censorship is just unbelievable. And I guess I could expect not to hit 2000 to the year 2040 at this rate, because I'm sure the censorship's going to get even worse, and the shadow banning, even on here. I feel like this is a shadow ban. Either that or not many people are on BitChute. Is that what it is? What is it? But this world has been given over to wholesale lies. This world's been given over to deception. We saw that back in 2020. Even the so-called Christian community, priests, preachers, all of them, shutting down their churches, putting a crime scene tape on every other pew, disgusting hand sanitizer everywhere. This world won't wake up. So I guess what? It's all downhill from here, right? Pfizer's going to introduce a cancer vaccine. Which, they're also going to come out with other vaccines that, for all the sicknesses that were caused by the vaccine. Take the vaccine, you'll need another vaccine. It's like Big Pharma. Once you start taking pills for a long time period, those side effects will kick in from taking those pills. Then they have a pill for those side effects. How do I know this? I saw my own dad, a 100% Vietnam vet, he was on 20 pills. He didn't start out that way. And through proper nutrition, my mother actually got him down to like 3 pills maybe. Even improved his kidney function. But that's what you see. They're going to offer vaccines for the problems the sheeple are having from taking the vaccines, the con job 1984 vaccines. It's ridiculous. It's retarded. Deadly virus could lead to heart failure pandemic on global scale. No, there ain't no deadly virus heart failure. The heart failure is coming from the fucking vaccines. But you know what? The world becomes increasingly weak and powerless against the New World Order's machinations, immorality, and barbarity. And it might reach a level we have never seen before this year. Humans will turn on each other as lawlessness chokes our common decency and conscience. Expect the weak, the handicapped, and the dying to be quietly disposed of through improved, put in quotes, healthcare protocols. You'll see things like being ramped up, like end-of-life protocols, euthanasia being pushed, right? many countries unable to cope with emerging medical crises will resort to incentivizing euthanasia. Uh-huh. Yeah, we've already seen that in Canada. For starters, just sign your name on the dotted line and you can sacrifice a failing health, a family member whose health is failing. All you gotta do is just sign on the line. That's what they want. They want it so easy where you could sign your meemaw, your peepaw. Peepaw and meemaw are sick. Okay, let me sign their names on here. Go ahead. Give them health care. Let's make sure that they go out peacefully. You know, they'll incentivize that for the sheeple out there to kill their own family, sacrifice their own family. So death, basically what it means is this culture of death that we've seen emerging and getting worse, and increasingly darker world's going to get increasingly darker and darker and darker until the light comes, Jesus. But I mean, when you think about it, we should be the light, especially if you're Christian. Should be the light of the world. Should be shedding light on all this darkness, all this bullshit, all this scamdemics, all these lies, this penis with ears, right? Orchestrated cyber attack, cyber polygon. They want to do a massive false flag here in the United States this year. That's on the table too. Yeah. Yes. Then you got the Pope, this false prophet Pope, blessing same-sex marriages, right? Or unions, we'll call them. And basically, all these preachers and stuff like that, they're not going to push back on any of this. The ones that do, the select few, they'll be black-sheeped. Father Altman, Catholic priest, was pretty much excommunicated from the church for calling the Pope out, calling the scamdemic, the fake virus, the death shots, calling it out. Yeah. He's no longer, like, up there. I believe his priesthood was revoked. And it wasn't just him, it was a couple priests. And there have been some preachers like that too. But not many. Not many. The Vatican might pull a fast one, okay? They might dig deep in their archives and find a Fatima revelation that hasn't been revealed to the world. They might publicize and publish an alleged real third secret of Fatima. It could be. But they're going to come up with something. It's going to shake the foundations of Christianity. The Vatican. So look forward to that scheme. Okay? And if you think that preachers are going to go, oh no, that third Fatima thing, that's a hoax. This Pope is false. No. All these preachers went along with the scamdemic. All these priests, all the preachers. You've seen the churches closed down while the liquor store was open. So I don't have a whole lot of stock in anybody calling out the Vatican and their shenanigans, calling out fake news, calling out a new scariant, calling out, and I have zero confidence in the church collectively doing that. It's up to you and me, right? It's up to you and me to blow all this shit out of the water. But look forward to increased hunger, okay? Increased everything that you've seen before, worse, including a high-impact black swan event, okay? Just be ready. Be ready. That's all I'm going to say. Stock up. So for a lot of you, this might be nothing new. It's just everything, but only worse. Black swan, more inflation, more disruption, more food processing plants. But the fact is that we can actually call it and say, this is all going to just get worse. And we knew it. We know it is. We've seen the path, the pattern, right? But it's just the prediction for 2024 is not looking good. Just look for mass death, mass die-offs, and a black swan event. Don't forget that they don't want us, a lot of us, to make it to 2025. This year is going to be a humdinger of a year. You best get prepared. Get your soul prepared too. And that goes for this guy. This guy right here too. And that goes for you. That goes for all of us. This penis with the ears right here. And this rat piece of shit right here. And let's see. All this other nonsense that's happening. All these bitches that are in on this agenda. Here we go. Fake news included that are pushing all these shitty agendas. Satanic agendas. There's a special place in hell, but you have a chance to get your soul right with God right now. Because ultimately, you know, we ain't getting out of this alive unless the rapture happens. So just where are you going to spend eternity? You know? Where are you going to spend eternity? Stock up, folks. That's all I got for you. Stock up. This information was brought to you, if you made it this far, by, probably butcher his name, Dr. Matthew Mavic. Are you Indian, Dr. Mavic? You look Indian, Dr. Matthew Mavic. All right? Don't be a troll out there, you two thumbs down trolls and all that crap. Let's get the subscribership up. Stuff down your truth pipe and smoke it. Then make way, because the current must flow. And if you listen to this, you are the resistance.
Having trouble with this app, so here you go. Sweet dreams. Damn, I gotta find another app. 2024 is gonna be something else.